your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
What in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, though. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
What it do? It's the What in the Ham Sandwich show. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me back in the building.
And I am True Asia.
Yeah. And welcome back to the Ham Sandwich Show, where we cut through the fat and give you the facts. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. Keep it Trillville. We say all the things that you were scared to say. You know what I'm saying? We say that junk.
All day.
Keep it funky. Keep it functified. You know what I'm saying?
We try not to offend people.
You know what I'm saying?
All that.
We try. That's the key word.
Try.
You know what we got to do.
Don't always happen.
Nah.
But, so good to be with you guys, man. It's been a beautiful summer so far. Nice weather. Ain't too hot. You know what I'm saying? I like hot weather, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But let me start with that ham freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I don't know what to sing to you. Woo! Don't know what's going to come out. But here's what I'm talking about. It's the Ham Sandwich Show right now in the area. Everybody put your hands up. Put your hands up. Woo! It's the Ham Sandwich pop song. Everybody come on, sing it along. Put your hands up. Woo! Put your hands up. Woo! I know you're feeling what we're doing right now. Everybody wanna come do it, get down. Cook Show and True Asia. Everybody wanna come see, play the beat. Ham Sandwich 164. Everybody wanna be in a 664. On the dime. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Everybody put your hands in the air right now. Right now. Oh. Get on the floor, spin around. And put your hands in the air right now. Right now.
Here's a bridge.
Everybody put your hands in the air right now, ham sandwich. Everybody put your hands in the air now, ham sandwich.
To the hook.
Everybody put your hands in the air right now. It's the ham sandwich show coming on right now. Everybody put your hands in the air. It's the ham sandwich show. Everybody stand on the bed right now. Ham sandwich show.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Pop version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put a hip hop version.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
Yeah.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Ham sandwich show about to go down.
Ow.
Put your hands up. Pull your pants up. Go to bathroom, Jack.
Jack.
Don't you know? I saw them streaks in your drawers. You need to go back, Jack. You missed the spot. Bathroom. Kicking up a storm, Jack. Sprayed the air freshener. Everybody say, get out, boy. Ventilation broke. Roll the windows. As hot as a moat joke. Look at the dog. The dog using bathroom all over the frog. But don't you know? I love everybody in the room. Yeah, get your... hands up, shake your booty, yeah. Hey, but don't move. Holla at your boy.
What in the ham sandwich?
Y'all know what it is, man.
Harrison.
Another foolish freestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Another foolish. You know what I'm saying? It's the Ham Sandwich Show, y'all.
Yeah, we love it. You know what I'm saying? We love it. Love it to the death. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Feeling pretty good today. Yeah. A lot of things happening, man. A lot of changes.
Yeah.
I'm moving and shaking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man P. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things happening, man.
Yeah, lots.
You know what I'm saying? Keep us in prayer.
Yeah, keep
us. Tabat! Row your boat. Reebok.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the kids in prayer, man. Yeah. God is doing some wonderful things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
That's what I'm in church joint.
Yeah.
It'd be like, no.
Y'all know God is moving. Yeah, he is.
Come on.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into some dun, da, da, da. Ham news. Yeah.
Okay, the first thing we're gonna talk about today is, did y'all hear about the mass jailbreak in Afghanistan?
The what?
Nah.
The POWs, 500 POWs escape. Al Qaeda POWs escape. Not POWs. POWs, prisoners of war. They escaped from the American jail they had out there. The jail was across the street from a house.
Okay.
People who lived in the house dug a tunnel from the house.
Oh, yeah.
It took them 5 months.
Yeah.
To dig a 3 feet wide tunnel from the house to the jail, and 500 prisoners escaped.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
They had trucks.
All types of trucks waiting for these people in front of the house across the street to move these people.
That's mad embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
They're looking all over the place like, where these dudes go? They're across the street playing the Wii. This is embarrassing.
They're playing Just Dance.
This is embarrassing. You just dampening the whole day.
Yeah. So this happened on the 26th of April, and they ain't recovered nobody yet. Wow. They're embarrassing. That's what I want to say.
The other news.
Okay. the tornado in Alabama,
right?
It's killed over 300 people so far.
Yeah. Alabama, South Carolina,
Mississippi.
I mean, devastated places.
Yeah, devastated. The mayor Bentley, he declared it
state of emergency.
So you know, a lot of people are flying in, like the Navy and the Coast Guard and stuff like that, bringing them water and supplies and stuff like that. So make sure y'all keep those people in prayer.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Do.
So many tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and all of this stuff is happening, y'all. Y'all need to pay attention. It's happening for
a reason. Pay attention. Two in the field, one left, one taken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bases loaded. Something ain't right. Y'all better be signs of the times. They hover us.
Some don't smell right. Some smell funny.
Some smell real funky. Some smell like crab meat. Finally, the big story, Bin Laden is dead. How do y'all feel about that?
He won love. I feel great. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling really warm right now. I mean, obviously there's a lot of politics involved in it. I mean, we were chasing him for a long time. I don't know how effective he is. I don't know what kind of input he was. He was influential, but as long as he was alive, he was influential. And he was influential. Because, you know, to them, he was almost like Muhammad. He was almost like, you know, holy.
Right.
But I think it's almost gotten to the point where, you know that story about the monkeys in the cage, and they doing something for so long, you start replacing the monkeys,
right.
And then you put all four new monkeys in there after a while, and they all are doing something, have no reason why they're doing it.
Right.
I think some of the Al-Qaeda operatives are the same way, where they've been raised and grown up, and they just hate America. They have no idea why, but, you know what I'm saying? There's so many Osamas out there.
It ain't gonna stop.
Nah, it's not. It's gonna keep popping off.
Yeah, so they think because they killed him, it's gonna be okay. It's the war over.
But I think that's an America. I think that's a little bit of propaganda. I think it's a little bit of because he's a face of terror. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how people are. You know what I'm saying? Even though something may not necessarily be true, if it makes us feel good, so there's a lot of people that feel good. You know what I'm saying? Even though North Korea is popping off, Cuba's popping off, Gaddafi, you know what I'm saying? So, but they feel good that he's dead.
But, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't the one aiming missiles at us.
Nope.
Right. And the reason why they knew half the time they knew it. They are embarrassing. They talk too much. They tell too much information.
Yeah, CNN and all of them.
Yeah, they talk too much.
That's why they escaped so long.
And then they don't want to, you know, they don't want to give Obama the props, you know, because they caught Bin Laden on his watch. You know, they saying Bush put in a lot of hard work.
They don't have no choice.
Like, respect that man.
But to give Obama the props.
Respect that
all
man.
Day.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that kind of amazing?
Yeah,
a black man become president and catch the crook.
Yeah. He was on the run for 10 years making thug videos.
Making mixtapes.
Making,
you know what I'm saying? Boner jams
making
on three.
It rain underground and all that. And nobody could find him. Soon as the black man come in.
Obama come in.
He shuts it down. Give that man his props. Stop hating, y'all.
Like, you know, if I was running, where would I hide?
Exactly. Okay. Matter of fact,
if I'm running from the cops,
I know this spot. Hold up.
I know exactly where he is.
Go under there and catch him. He right there. As soon as you turn that corner, make that left, it's going to be a woman right there. He right behind.
Just shoot past her head. You know what I'm saying?
But actually, it's crazy because they said when the Navy SEALs went in under the bunker, Bin Laden actually used a woman as his shield. They killed her. Because he grabbed her and used her as his shield.
Coward.
So they killed him. They shot him in the head. His eye, the type of gun they used, both his eyes popped out.
Dang.
From the type of gun
like
they
used. Like a cartoon.
Yeah. And
they want to make sure.
And they killed his son.
Make sure he was one.
And they actually did a DNA test to make sure it was Bin Laden.
They killed. If you was with him.
I don't care if he was walking by mistake.
You was his host. You know what I'm saying? You was his son's little friend, his little play friend, his cousin. Nephew, auntie, you was getting murked that day.
All of y'all.
You know what I'm saying? You was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But then, you know, after they, you know, took the DNA test to make sure it was him, they cleaned his body. And they, because, you know, Muslims have to be buried 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Before 24 hours after their death. So.
Gave him a water nap.
Yeah, so they buried him at sea.
And I think his wife identified him, too. Because he had a couple of wives. His wife actually identified that.
Right.
That's my baby daddy.
Yeah, that's him right there. Yeah, he beat me for 10 years. That's him.
We on the roll because we got Gaddafi's son, too.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
We on a roll right now.
That's that black DNA.
You popping it up.
So Donald Trump, get off my man's back, son.
Yeah,
stop hating.
Stop hating, son.
He also brandished the birth certificate, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
Obama didn't have to do that.
He didn't have to do that. But the problem is that because of media today, people get so riled up over silliness.
Stupidness.
That's like, you know what? I didn't want to bring up a birth certificate because it's stupid, but here you go.
Here you go.
You know what I'm saying?
The doodle head rap.
So, I like Donald Trump, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hate Donald Trump just because he's a Republican. You know what I'm saying? I like Donald Trump.
That's it for Ham News.
So, that's it for Ham News. Look, let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back. You know how we do it. It's the hammer.
And yet one day, Jesus was looking out at the masses, and he was moved with compassion because he saw the people were with no direction. And in this modern day Babylon, the Lord is still looking and still searching for scattered sheep.
Pardon me, but Satan tried to swallow me, lock me down with poverty, even tried robbing me. So if you're thinking I'm a hush, let me show you what I'm planning. Blast this, louder than 20 cannons. I used to lack understanding, should have seen the mess I ran in, all the type of dirt I had my hand in. Eventually, someone would have probably put the gat in me. One of my mans would have dedicated a rap to me. That'd be that for me, but Jesus practically took a cat from me, get jabbing, slap from me, get stripping back from me. And blew my mind more than the blunts did. I no longer do the things that I once did. I once hid from God, slid from God. Now I can see me getting dead, I do a bit for God. Told your Bobby on the front line like a private. Catch me getting the Bible, getting gems like a pirate.
I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall on my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep. I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall on my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep.
Yo, I got much more to add to that. God brought me out of that. Battle rap, now I'll show you where the battle at. The true battle lurks for the souls of men. I minister for the Lord, never shows for men. Jesus, healer of diseases, only one who frees us. Life is puzzling, he know the pieces, and just where to put them so they properly fit. I be digging in the words so I properly spit. I'ma preach the cross.
T teach the Lord.
Jesus, he the man, I don't need the flaws. Speak to King James, the cats and dames. This ain't a game, bang lies out the frame in his name. He much more beautiful plus raw. Fast life, killing cash, what you in the rush for? I stand against all the foul nonsense. Be born again, we preach blocks to convents.
I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep. I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep.
In conclusion, I introduce the solution. The crime, violence, nasty air pollution. Jesus, try him, millions couldn't buy him. Repent to the lion, a Judah from Zion. I ain't lying, threaten me with heavy iron, but I ain't denying the lion who sent me out the frying pan. Unify the fam, make a boy a man. Take a thug, turn him into Billy Graham. The answer for your problems, A to Z. No greater way to be, repent 180 degree. The one way, I don't care what none of them say. And if for that, I got beef with some of them. Hey, I'ma rap the king, Elohim supreme. Misunderstood by many, the cross seem to lack luster when compared to ice. Jesus spared your life, I'm out of here precise.
I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep. I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep. I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep. I walk the rough ghetto terrain, lightning, thunder, and rain, plus the fire. Touch with the pain of the Messiah. As I walk through the street, tears fall at my feet. As I behold the strong and the weak, scatter like sheep.
Right.
Hey guys, before we get into the next segment, I wanted to know that the segment is sponsored by LaToriaMusic.com. Make sure you go to her website, check her out. She got some brand new music. She wants you to get into LaToriaMusic.com is where it's at. It's the business. You know what I mean? Let's get back to the show. One of Ham Sandwich Show. What, Sean Slaughter.
Me.
True.
And I guess me.
And
me and me.
Me, myself, and now.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and apple pie.
Yeah. I'm coming now. Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Today I was this show was sponsored. This show was spurred on by something that me and my wife saw, which we can only call, you know, at the highest level, embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? There's a show on called Reaper Wars. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen it? Okay. It's like Operation Repo, right? Only difference is when they come repo your car.
Oh yeah, I see.
You got a chance to win it back.
Yeah.
By asking a couple of questions. You know what I'm saying? So they make it to a game. If you win the game, they pay off your car in total. They pay the car off. Mm. Whatever you own the car, they pay. If you lose the game, they take that. You know what I'm saying? And the repo continues. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you ain't taking that nowhere, man.
And so, you know what I'm saying? We watching the show. Oh, my Lord.
So
and so the first one was this woman.
Wallace.
This black woman named Wallace. You know what I'm saying? And they came to take her car. First of all, she had hospital slippers on. That's her regular slippers.
The paper ones, y'all. The paper ones.
The paper joints. You know what I'm saying? Concrete.
Walking on concrete.
Hard as fire. You know what I'm saying? And she carried. Oh, you ain't taking my. Wait till my son come. Wait till my. Then the son drive up in a pickup truck looking mad full. Like, look how he just came from a 2-day buffet binge. what's going on here?
Nah, man. You ain't taking that.
That ain't happening.
You ain't taking the green gremlin.
That ain't happening. First of all, I want to say about repo people. I know we're watching the show, so maybe they take their weapons off for them. I don't think they can carry guns, but you said they can carry tasers, true?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be tasing fools left and right because dudes act stupid. They act stupid when you know you missed 8 payments and dudes show up to get repo. You just embarrassed because your cousin and everybody else is there.
And right. And the cameras and all that, your neighbors.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what they embarrassed. They see them lights and them cameras and they was embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? And so anyway, she was carrying on and she won the game. Jumped on the car.
Looking funky.
I mean, I couldn't halfway talk. You know what I'm saying? And so after that was another dude. Hood dude. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't finna take my car nowhere. We gonna F you up right here.
We'll F you right here. You know, and whether I lose it or not, the car staying here anyway.
You ain't taking the car.
You know what I'm saying? And it had a girl, the girl's white, co-signed for him. So she's standing there.
And then you got to say, if they take this car, you gonna have to co-sign for me another car.
And she's sitting there. She's sitting there,
kiki, 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 kiki
family over there, babies outside and all that? And laps?
On the porch looking ashy with babies and baby daddies.
I was, yo,
and
I was.
Three teeth, and it's about five of them. They got three teeth together.
They're sharing three teeth. They share them for meals. You know what I'm saying?
They shuffling teeth.
Where I keep keying them.
You know what I'm saying?
It also. It also was embarrassing. We was in Walmart yesterday.
Walmart always got embarrassing stories.
Oh, Walmart. I Walmart.
You can make a video to Walmart.
Our Walmart is famous, though.
Yes, sir.
Because we got hood and trailer.
Yes, sir.
In one pot.
Yes, sir.
You're never going
to
see that.
I just need to say this. I need to get this off my chest, y'all. I need to get this off my chest. Okay, we work hard.
Yes,
you know? We young, we have young families, and right. We bust our behind every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nice little homes. Right. Yeah.
No little cars. We driving American maids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We messing with four in them.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Now I think Cook got an import.
Yeah,
import. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't high end import. It's regular import.
Regular.
Right, it's on the line.
You know what I'm saying?
The gray line.
That's right.
But that's all right. It's his.
It's middle class.
You know, and he worked for it. Come hard for it.
We middle class. It's clean.
That's we middle right. class. You know, we work together.
That's right.
Okay, but, you know, while we have to, you know, make do budgets. And go in the store with calculators and write down shopping lists.
Right.
I got to say, I'm pissed off when I go up in Walmart and I have a lady with two, three kids, four, five, six, seven kids, with her boyfriend behind her wearing SpongeBob pajamas. On the first.
Oh my God.
Calling her boo, patting her on the butt, throwing while he throwing food in the shopping cart.
Exactly.
Because they got an EBT card.
Throwing snacks. What about the dude that's standing behind us?
Oh!
Dude had all like.
Polo boots. Rockaway jeans, Rockaway shirt, decked out.
And
got the pull out
pull
an EBT
card.
No, he did.
Yes, he did. I mean, I'm pissed. Okay, I need to say this. And then on top of that, not only did they get free food stamps.
Tell him why you mad.
Not only did they get free food, they get a subsidized housing.
Uh-huh.
They get subsidized daycare.
I'm mad.
You know? And on top of that, they get a $5,000-$6,000 tax refund.
And get a tax refund.
I know it.
And guess who paid for all that?
We do.
The ones in there making the budgets. You know what I'm saying?
We scrambling.
The ones in there buying great value O's because Cheerios too expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dollar General brand.
Buying
food like the brand with the fake line on the front.
Yeah, we buying private crunch because Captain Crunch too expensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? First private crunch.
They got the $5 milk. They got four,
yes,
five, six bottles, boxes of cereal.
We can't.
Cartons of soda.
We buying Frosted Flakes with the cat on the front.
Exactly.
The tiger too much.
We can't buy Cheerios. We buy Wheat Cheers.
Yeah.
We can't buy Sprite, we buy Spritz.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and they just throwing stuff. They don't even have to think twice about how much something costs.
Nah.
Because they're not paying for
it.
They
got $600
in food stamps.
Let me tell you something.
You can spend food stamps at Walmart, Sam's Club, the fish market. Everybody take food stamps.
Look, I'm going down the aisle with a calculator.
Yes, sir.
I'm calculating.
I got coupons.
I got a budget.
Yes, sir.
They go down the aisle, whatever they could dream about. You know what I'm saying?
If
you could wish upon a star, two carts.
Yes, sir.
I wish I get two carts.
Yes, sir.
Only two carts we get is one for food and one for the kids.
Exactly.
The riding.
You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing else going in that second cart.
So needless to say, after this Walmart experience, and especially after this repo, you know what I'm saying?
I'm disgusted.
I went and had to visit Bill Cosby's speech.
The one I told, the one he made your boy cry.
Yeah, I had to go visit that show. Because we have got to do better. All right? So what I want to do is, we can get into one right now. I want to read little pieces of his speech. You know what I'm saying?
It's embarrassing.
And each part, we're going to read a piece of a speech, and we're going to discuss it to see if it's true or not. All right? So one of the things that he said in his speech, he says, and I quote, "We cannot blame white people. White people. White people don't live over there. They close up the shop early. The Korean ones still don't know us as well. They stay open 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? And just a comment on that, I think that, you know, I'm not gonna front, there are still barriers. And I think there'll always be barriers to black people advancing. But when our president is black, you know what I'm saying, a lot of those barriers
have been lifted.
Not a lot. There are enough barriers lifted for advancement. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you ain't got no college degree, you know what I'm saying, you got a GED, or you got a high school diploma, and you didn't go for your bachelor's or your master's or your apprenticeship, or you didn't get a trade, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, you can't complain. You can't come, the white man holding me down. No, you can't. No, you can't complain. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got a 1.7.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying? Coming out of high school, and you mad because you working 13-hour days sweeping the floor. White man got nothing to do with that.
Exactly. That's you. That's all you.
That's all you. Are there some barriers? Of course there are. I'd be stupid to say there ain't no barriers. Of course there are barriers. But the barriers that we had 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and dare I even say 10 years ago, these barriers continue to be lifted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so there are places where you can advance. There are places where black people, as we've seen, have become head coaches and have become heads of organizations and have become heads of this and heads of that, CEOs and so on and so on and so forth. And you're always going to have different elements of racism. You're always going to have different elements of the good old boy network. You know what I'm saying? The reality is that when it comes to white people make up, I think it's 70 to 80% of this country, you know, make up white folks. You know what I'm saying? Black people are the second, and they make up only like 15 or 16%. And the Latino population is catching up. They make up 13, and they'll be taking over.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? As far as ethnicity. And so, you know what I'm saying? Yes, there still are some barriers. But at this point, we've seen enough barriers come down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where we can say, we can do some things.
Yeah.
We can do some things. You know what I'm saying? And so don't blame white people, and don't be in a Walmart with SpongeBob nightwear on.
That's what I'm saying. Why do we have to act like that, dog?
Why you gotta?
They already
stigmatize yourself.
Already
like
counting
that.
Us out
for real. And you just proving that joint by going to Walmart looking silly willy.
I'm saying it's embarrassing.
Hair nappy, baby hair nappy.
As a matter of fact, one of the dudes had on. Oh, he has some like Garfield pants with a wife beater and slippers on an electric cart.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, yes.
And another thing.
With his legs get wide open on an electric cart.
And
looking funky. It's nothing wrong with you, dude. You look funky.
You stink. Smelling like boop boop.
Smoking like a boop boop.
Hey, look.
Oh, my God.
Another thing. Black people.
Black people.
Ah.
Stop standing in front of Walmart with a bucket. Trying to get some money selling candy.
Selling candy or collecting for the church.
Yeah.
You know it's going to your pocket.
Is that
you collecting for the homeless? You look like the homeless.
You look like the homeless.
Come on, you collecting for the... Come on, y'all.
And if you're going to do it in a way, the Salvation Army does it in
That's
a way.
Right. You ain't...
Set up some type of booth.
Yeah.
Set up some type of thing. But they got paid for that, though.
But they're not... And they don't beg. They just sit out there.
They just sit out there. If you want a donation...
They got to get permission
right.
to stand in front of Walmart. So a majority of them don't have permission.
They don't.
So they got
to
the guy
to solicit.
That's why...
The guy keep coming out there saying, y'all got to move.
Y'all got to move.
That's why they get you in the parking lot. Soon you pull out, they knock on the window.
Yeah. Tip. You know what I'm saying? And they got their car closed.
Yes, sir.
Just in case Popo come through. Hop in that joint like you about to bounce. Popo circle back to the other side.
And the candy look old.
Yeah.
It's all sticking together. It's all sticking together.
I just like, hear that jump was 12 years or something.
You know what I'm saying? Ayo, we
13 Halloweens old.
I know it.
There is a way to do stuff. Listen to what I'm saying to you. There is a way to go about doing stuff. If you want to be treated as a professional, if you want to do things professionally, you know what I'm saying? Even when it goes to going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you gotta get all decked out and all that type of stuff, but y'all, you literally roll out of bed and go to the store. That's unacceptable.
Crusty, your eyes, breath all stink.
And
hair
sideways.
And that's
two different sandals. Yeah. Bad.
And they supposed to be humble with that joint, yo. You should be humble that you got that EB card. Son.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You going there like, wow, cash. I got this.
You go
yeah,
there,
I got this. I got
you
this.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We mad. That's why we mad.
Hey, yo.
Because you're not humble.
I'm mad.
You ain't thankful.
You know what I'm down for?
You ain't thankful.
Bring food stamps back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bring food stamps back.
That's why they changed it. That's why they changed the card.
Because the EBT card, you can put your thumb over the joint.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can swipe it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a debit.
They're talking about it was down.
Ain't no debit.
The people was being uncomfortable with food
stamps. They need to be uncomfortable.
They need to be uncomfortable. They need to be uncomfortable. Get your butt off the food stamp.
You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, I would put them in a separate line, a stamp line.
It said food stamp line.
You know
with a big blue light.
Yes, sir.
It said food stamp line.
Them three lines is a stamp line.
Yes,
you know
sir.
Everybody over there that got different on different pajamas and beaters and hair nets.
That's right.
That line right there.
And the man will come online.
Line five is open.
Stamp line.
For stamp line. Anybody who's in a regular line and you got stamps or AB cards, come to line five.
And what they can do is they can set up a daycare for the stamp line.
Yes, sir.
Because there's going to be babies galore.
And they should only be able to buy no frills food.
For real.
They should be able to buy no frills food.
Ain't no Purdue.
Ain't no
Captain Crunch.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You buying O's.
Yes, sir.
With no cherry on it.
Captain Bunch.
Ain't nothing cherry. You know what I'm saying? Captain
Brunch. Captain Lunch. Captain Brunch.
It's in that burn Fruit Loops.
You know what
exactly.
Saying?
And no Frosted Flakes with the tiger on
yeah.
it.
Right, you buying Rice Crackles.
You got
yeah.
You got a Panther on yours. You got a Panther on yours.
You know what I'm saying? Rice Crackles. Yeah, I'm mad.
I'm mad, son. You can't afford Doritos.
I'm mad.
Yeah,
then on top of that, you get $5,000 back from your tax insurance.
Now, that's egregious.
Yeah.
And then you boiling. Oh, my God.
You boiling a 750
If you don't pay, if you don't pay taxes, you should not be getting a tax refund.
All day.
$5,000, $6,000. You got 50 inch screens. Your house look better than mine.
Your outside look like a hood life, but your inside like MTV Cribs.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In one room, that's all it is.
One big box.
I mean, it's decked.
But it's decked
you
out.
You got a California band up in that jump off.
Look, let's take a quick break.
I'm mad.
Because we got more. I didn't want to say nothing. I knew it was going to get bad.
I'm mad.
And you shouldn't have no ice maker on your refrigerator. You need to have the ice things. Put the water that's sticking to freeze. The tray.
You run out. Oh, well. Got to wait about another hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Might as well get drink this while it's warm. We'll be back.
Tell me why the crowd ain't hype yet. Step on stage and I cast my mic check. Put the mic down, hang around and not jet. Shades still on, can't see my eyes yet. Prof Weezy on the left, Wizzle Man on the right. You're now rocking with the best, cause you rocking with the F. With the beat on repeat, let it bang in the chest. And you know we want Brizzy. So if you want a his eight, hit me on my spizzates. / with frontliners. And if they can't break you, then you with frontliners. I don't care if the labels won't sign us. They'll turn you to a gimmick and make you a one-timer. But we ain't going nowhere. Haters to the rear, put your hands in the air like yeah.
Eyes to the sky. The press. 4.5 stars, still getting no press. 20 yo eight, still getting the press. So regardless of my stress, I'm still getting my best. Hit the stage, spitting in God's name. When you hear the flow, you leaving the show change. Trying so gifted, make you question the game. Like, why have I never heard of his name? Man can't break what God put to movement. Crowds asleep, the beat get them moving. Up on their feet, their hands still moving. Hip-hop, man, I'm loving this music. Frontline is the genre breaker. And Lord Jesus, the spirit shaper. Match made in heaven, homie, with co-labor. You feeling the savior, feel the flavor.
Eyes to the sky, heart full of lion. But who the culprit? The line of balls is focused. We grown man, we ain't juvenile delinquent. Against the grain, we walk distinct. Off the chain, we on the brink of greatness. Turn around and we think it's greatness. The crew is Bruce Willie, can't shake us. Nah, really, you can't break us. You see our faces, three different races. On the same race and we racing adjacent. We been doing it for years. Been through it, close to ruins, crew is still here, yeah. And we keeping it moving. Go ahead and sue me for keeping it groovy. Oops, but your haters can't move me. Soldiers always win in the action movies.
Your head compartment should stay closed, and the eye clean from
obstacles. Ham Sandwich Show. Back on the Blizzy. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get a little tight in the show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ignatiousness going on. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, you can call us 757-325-9493. Go to the hamsandwichshow.com and check us out. If you want to advertise, info@hamshow.tv. And if you want to send us your music, please send us your music. Music@hamshow.tv. All right. Bill Cosby has been blasting black people for a little while now. He's got a reputation on it.
Yeah.
And today what I want to do is I want to read through some of his comments and see if they're right. See if he's true. You know what I'm saying? And part one we went through. We called it not white people. And he said we can't blame white people. This one he blasts parents. And he says this: ladies and gentlemen, the lower economic and lower middle economic people are not holding their end in this deal. In the neighborhood that most of us grew up in, parenting is not going on. In the old days, you couldn't hookie school because every drawn shade was an eye. And before your mother got off the bus into the house, she knew exactly where you had gone, who you had gone into the house, and where you and where you got on whatever you had won and where you got it from. Parents don't know that today. I'm talking about these people who cry when their son is standing in an orange suit. Where were you when he was 2? Where were you when he was 12? Where were you when he was 18? And how come you don't know he had a pistol? And where's his father? And why don't you know where he is? And why doesn't the father show up to talk to this boy?
Boy, Bill Cosby, you better preach.
That's just a segment.
That is just the straight truth right there.
Bill Cosby went on. If you read this whole thing,
I'm telling you, son.
He went on bad.
But
black
people
are mad that he's talking about this.
Because they tell him the truth because we don't want to hear the truth. That's the problem. We don't want to face reality. And the reality is we should know where our kids are.
We should
know who their friends are, where their friends live, who their friends' parents are.
All day.
When they come from school, who they with, who's in the house. We should know all these things. We should pay attention to the signs when they're 2. We should pay attention to the signs when they're 12. You know, when they're 12 years old, it doesn't mean that they don't need you anymore. They still need you.
They need you more than ever.
Exactly. They need the attention. Mm-hmm. They need you to be asking questions.
That's right.
They need you to be knocking on doors. You ain't closing no doors up in here on the phone 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And you're
getting up and going to school.
And just because they don't like it does not mean that they don't need it.
Exactly. Stop trying to be best friends with your kids.
Stop trying to be friends.
Be a parent. And don't try to, you know, be a parent because you feel sorry because their father ain't there. You know what? That's your fault their father ain't there. Because you knew who he was when you laid down with him.
Yeah, you know he was a dirt dog when you let him.
And not only do you lay down with him and have one kid, then you have 2, 3, 4, 5 kids by the same man thinking he gonna change.
Either by the same man or the same type of man.
You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. That's just how it goes.
Scratch.
Know who you sleeping with. Ask them questions. Ask them questions about their parents.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? It's time out for saying, oh, he cute, he fine, I want to get with him. It's time to ask questions. Woo! Who is this guy?
All day.
Where is he from? What is his background? Does he have education? Does his parents have that?
I don't care about none of that.
What type of family does he come from?
They just trying to get pipe.
Stop having such a low self-esteem.
They're trying to get their plumbing shit.
With every man who pipes stand up straight.
You know what I'm saying? And
who, it is the truth.
And who got a Dusty Rockaway hat?
Exactly. That you know he borrowed from his mans enough.
That's all he got. You know what I'm saying? Living in his mother's room.
We got to do better. We got to do better by ourselves. But most importantly, we got to do better by our children.
The reason our kids the way they are is because our kids, and obviously this is not every black person. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying? This is not the all black people. You know what I'm saying?
No. But there's a remnant.
There's more than a remnant. You know what I'm saying? It's a large contingent. You know what I'm saying? Because reality is, the reason... Whenever you say hood, you think of black people. Whenever you say ghetto, you think of black people.
Right.
Whenever you say lazy, you think of black people.
Yeah. No job.
You know what I'm saying? You think of black people. Cursing somebody out.
Drug dealer. Prostitute.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever you think of some of this, you know what I'm saying? Pimps.
Yeah.
And hoes.
Yeah.
Whenever you think of some of this, the black face comes up. You know what I'm saying? And the reason it comes up is because there is a very large contingent of our people, you know what I'm saying, that are living this way, that are taking advantage of the government, you know what I'm saying, that are not doing anything with their lives, you know what I'm saying. I just know of somebody that had a pass and been trying to get a job, couldn't get a job, finally got a job at McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, and is an older man, but had a pass, had some felonies and stuff like that, got a job at McDonald's, you know what I'm saying.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
He got kids, you know what I'm saying, got a wife, you know what I mean, trying to take care of his. Got a job at McDonald's, and now he might even get a better job, you know what I'm saying, because he's been doing so well. And so, you know what I'm saying, the first thing I think we need to do is we need to cut the pride off, man. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we got to really humble ourselves and understand the opportunities come to those who are humble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The opportunities come to those who are prepared.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I understand that your past may have not prepared you. You know what I mean? But if you, like the Bible says, you seek it, you'll find. If you don't know something, sometimes all you got to do is humble yourself to ask. Mm. Yeah, it might be embarrassing that you're 30-something years old and don't know some basics about life, but it's better to ask at 30 than to be 60-year-old and be a fool.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be figuring it out in your 30s and your 40s. Don't be 60 years old and be an old fool. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, with cornrows and baggy jeans and
a throwback.
And a FUBU.
Too big for that.
You know what I'm saying?
You too
but
big
also,
for that.
You know,
we're ones.
It's funny, you know.
It's embarrassing.
It's funny, you know, with the pride thing because, you know, we glorify, we you know what I'm saying? We glorify being on welfare and getting stamps and stuff like that.
Well, we glorify the hood life.
Right, we glorify the hood life, but you won't go work at McDonald's. You get food stamps, but you won't go work at McDonald's. And the reason you won't go work at McDonald's because you don't want your free food stamps to stop.
Exactly.
You'd rather sit back on your couch and get it for free. Let other people, hardworking people, take care of you.
Yeah.
Then for you to go out there and work hard for your family. And you might not bring in a whole lot from working at McDonald's, but you teach your kids a lesson of hard work.
That's right.
You know, and striving to be something.
But you know what? There's a pride in bringing in money to your house and being able to say, I worked for it.
That's right.
Here's something. I paid for that food. There's a pride. I'm sorry. If you going to the store, you know what I'm saying, and you following your boo-boo kitty, you know what I'm saying? Talking about what chips you want.
What kind
you know
of eggs you like? The eggs is eggs.
The eggs you like, what flavor, the biscuits you want to eat in the morning, all that type stuff.
And he's slapping you on your butt. He's every time you pick something out.
He give you a butt slap.
I love you, boo.
Nibbling on your ear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put your hand around your waist.
That's
you
on the first, though. The
you
other 31 days, he cursing you out.
Other 31 days, he absent.
Because he know that first month check is there.
You know what I'm saying?
He trying to get that. Cause he don't work,
and guess who's seeing this? The kids.
And that's what happened. It trickles down.
It trickles down, and it goes on and on.
When the curse gonna stop?
And on and on. And you wonder why your kid hates you.
Yeah.
You wonder why your kid walling out. You wonder why your kid buck. And it's amazing. You wonder why your kid bucking shots, and you mad.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why he do what he did. He just make me so sick.
Or you at the courthouse crying, falling on the floor because he's got 40 years.
Talking about he good, he couldn't have done that.
He couldn't have done it because you didn't see the signs. You so busy up your boyfriend's butt, you don't see the signs going on with your own child.
Hey, yo,
you sitting there playing with the pea shooter. You know what I'm saying?
And let me side note to the boyfriend thing, because I know we already talked about it, but I want to talk about it some more. You know what I'm saying? Boyfriends are one of, especially in the black community, in the hood, boyfriends are one of the reasons for rape, sexual abuse, physical abuse, any kind of abuse. You know what I'm saying? Even when you watch Cops, most of the abuse is coming from a boyfriend.
You're right.
He's sleeping with you and your kids.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And then your kids come and tell you, you don't believe him because you don't want to lose your man.
You physically abusing the kids. Watch out for who are these boyfriends? Dudes getting out of jail.
Yep. Pen pals, dudes on the corner. You don't even know these dudes, and you moving them in the house with your kids. Your precious kids that you've been charged to manage and take care of and raise. You bringing these dudes, and you don't even know these dudes.
I'll be very honest. I think that there should be a pill. Now, I might get blasted for this. I think there should be a pill that a woman can take that will make her infertile.
At least,
you know what I'm saying? That.
Maybe at least a 5-year pill, 10-year pill, till the brain catches up.
No, sometimes the brain don't catch up. You know what I'm saying?
What age group you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, well, you know, age group, I mean, the pill could be available to anybody. Obviously, it would have to be available to maybe like 21 and up. You know what I'm saying? Or 18 and up. But what I'm
saying, should that be too late? They have kids at 14, 15 now. By the time they have 5 kids, by the time they're 18.
Yeah, that's true. But at least if you can't eradicate, because a lot of kids are being born to ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And they're being raised in ignorance, and the cycles continue. If you can cut that in half, shoot. If you can cut that by a third, by targeting those who are 21 and over, you know what I'm saying, who are having all these babies, and you can cut off a third of that. You know what I'm saying? So you know what? You want blaze until you catch AIDS? Have at it. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to bring no kid to the world and to suffer. You know what I'm saying? Your issue is low self-esteem, insecurity. And there's a lot of issues that go on, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we all are in some way responsible for our own lives.
That's right.
Issue or not. Issue or not, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of deep-seated issues. There's a lot of deep and better issues, but in some form or way, we're responsible.
The society, these organizations, the government need to put it where it hurts.
Okay.
Them pockets. If you got 2 kids and you on welfare, if you have another one, we're going to take your welfare from you.
I ain't mad at that one either.
There needs to be some laws.
It's gotta be something.
They need to come into your house, make sure you don't have no S-500 sitting in front of your house, and you getting food stamps and TANF.
If you get a third child, we're gonna cut your food stamps.
Yep.
We're gonna cut some stuff.
Yep. I ain't mad at that plan either. Anything to curb the dependency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Anything to curb the dependency. Now, there's another mindset that says that dependency is created. You know what I'm saying? And it's built in so that people can be dependent, because the reality is that in order for rich people to get rich, there has to be a large contingent of poor people to make those people rich. For instance, when you look at Walmart and all the billionaires that work at Walmart, the family, the Walton family, and how they're you know, a lot of the brothers and sisters are in the top richest people in the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, and they have the largest organization in the world as far as retail. And if you look at the largest organizations, most of the time, they're leveraging, their money is being leveraged on the backs of the poorest. You know what I'm saying? So when you walk into Walmarts, what do you see? You see the trailer park working there. You see the hood working there. Those without degrees working there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The richest people usually make money off the backs of the poorest. You know what I mean? And so not only, the government should kill the dependency, but there's also an understanding that I think there's some understanding there that we need these people dependent, because if they are dependent, then we keep them where they're at. Imagine if you had a country where everybody was educated. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had an opportunity at the American dream. Everybody can build a business. Too much competition. Too much competition. You know what I'm saying? And so how do you get rid of the competition? And black people, I need y'all to listen to this. How do you get rid of the competition? Or anybody that's poor and low economic. How do you get rid of the competition? You pull out education. Either you don't educate them, or you put them in a position that they don't educate themselves. And when I'm telling you, man, and I'm learning this more and more as I grow. You know what I'm saying? As I grow, as I make business deals, as I work things out, I'm realizing I'll put it like this plainly. I'll put it like this plainly. You know, I know, oh yeah, I go to these name it and claim it churches and these blab it and grab it prosperity churches. I'm going to put it like this to y'all, fools. If you are not constantly educating yourself, whether you're getting a bachelor's, a master's, whether you're reading books. I was talking to a pastor last year. Last week. He's a 28-year-old pastor of his own congregation. Last year, he said he read the Bible twice and 56 books. You wonder why his church is growing. If you're not constantly reading books, listening to podcasts, expanding your mind outside of what you know, you should be learning something every day, every week, every month. You should be learning something about the field you want to go in. Don't tell me you want to be a chef. You know what I'm saying? And you're not. I'll have the Food Network and the Cooking Network on 24 hours a day. Right. I will have a food and food magazines in my joint. You know what I'm saying? I would be going to the library reading books on food and culinary practice and so on and so on and so forth. If you want to be successful, have there been successful people that have no education? But most of them are rappers and baseball players and basketball and athletes. You know what I'm saying?
Or drug dealers.
Or drug dealers. But usually they reign only last 2 years.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? On average. And so if you truly want to be successful, there is no success. I'm going to say it. There is hardly any success unless you have education. All those who've been wildly successful have educated themselves and continue to grow in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Learn. If you want to be kept down, you know what I'm saying? Keep reading The Source.
Yeah.
I read The Source magazine, but ain't the only magazine I read. You know what I'm saying? If The Source is your main magazine, the Lady Wallace on Repo Games, they asked her a question and they said, it was on a book, and they said, what's the last book you read? She said, Dr. Seuss. Cat in the Hat.
That's the only book I ever read.
That's I know that's.
And she said that proudly.
She said, I know that's the only book that's the only book I read is Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat.
And she's 40 years old.
And the answer was Three Musketeers. She's gonna talk about Cat in the Hat. Embarrassing. We'll take a break, man. We'll come right back.
Juice 2020. Hey, yo, man, I wanted to do like a feel-good track, you know what I mean? Everybody take out their cell phone.
If you feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture in your hood. Take a picture in your church. Take a picture with your camera. Take a picture with your phone. Take a picture. You feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture.
I'm from the FLA. You know the weather's great. The sunshine state. Drinking on the rush is great. It's Geno's, baby. Got a smile on my face. The Lord changed my ways. I'm from the county day. I got a ticket to heaven, homie. You know I'm straight. Got the favor and grace, dog, we got it made. And even though we living in this world, we living thorough. A smile for my goons who live up in the zoo. Giving glory to the king who left an empty tomb. Don't just assume how we looking like up in a room. We Christ light, shine bright, don't get mad. It's so fresh, I make Febreze look bad.
If you feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture in your hood. Take a picture in your church. Take a picture with your camera. Take a picture with your phone. Take a picture. You feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture. And smile and strike a pose. Take a picture with your camera. Show everyone I know. Stop and smile. Now strike a pose. Take a picture with your camera. Show everyone I know.
Daddy, I be stunning. I'm shining from here to London. Like track and field, I'm running. You're giving life in abundance. I take every moment and I make it my own. Enjoy it with my wife, my kids, my boys. Either out chilling or lay packing at my home. Once that grill is popping, you know we up in our zone. I'm here to make it known. Enjoy your life, ain't alone. Christ, the great investment. Free check and savings alone. So pack it up and be set free. You can't better than me. UGB, we stay elite. Preach the word and reach the streets. Taking pics, printing sheets. Kodak moments over beats. Just like the weather year round, we bring the crazy heat.
If you feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture in your hood. Take a picture in your church. Take a picture with your camera. Take a picture with your phone. Take a picture. You feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture. Stop and smile and strike a pose. Take a picture with your camera. Show everyone I know. Stop stop and smile. That's right, yeah. Pose, take a picture with your camera. Show everyone I know. Tomorrow's not promised, so I live my life today. Died and resurrected, Jesus, the only way. I portray my God's image like an HD display. I ain't going nowhere, homie, and yes, I'm here to stay. I encourage each and everyone, take a pic and praise the sun. If it wasn't for his mercy, my life would have been done. Would have died by the gun, now my life's just begun. The swag is so clean, I smile and just lean. Stay up like a fiend, white rice and black beans. Keep it 100 for you and you and yes, home team. So I welcome everybody to the new era. Stop, give me a pose and smile for the camera. If you feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture in your hood, take a picture in your church, take a picture with your camera, take a picture with your phone, take a picture. You feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture. Stop and smile and strike a pose, take a picture with your camera, show everyone I know. Stop and smile, that's right, a pose, take a picture with your camera, show everyone I know. If you feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture in your hood, take a picture in your church, take a picture with your camera, take a picture with your phone, take a picture. You feel it how I feel it, then go on and take a picture. Go on and take a picture.
Thunder.
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 Thundercats. Shonda.
Shondo. Shondo Cats.
Shonda Cats.
It's that What in the Ham Sandwich Show, Sean Cook and True. Talking about Bill Cosby and his comments on black folks. And we took one of his speeches and kind of going through it, man. 757-325-9493. You can call and leave a comment. He blessed. Well, he didn't. He didn't blast Christians. But he did. He did talk about Christians. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he is a Christian or not. But he made a really good point. Mm-hmm. Really made a really good point. He said, "I'm saying, look at the black Muslims. There are black Muslims standing on the street corners, and they say so forth and so on, and we're laughing at them because they have been they have bean pies and all that. But you don't read." Black Muslim gunned down while chasing drug while chastising drug dealer.
Man,
you don't read that they shoot down black Muslims. You understand me? Muslims tell you to get out the neighborhood. When you want to clear your neighborhood out, first thing you do is go get the black Muslims, bean pies and all. And your neighborhood is then clear. The police can't do it. I'm telling you, Christians, what's wrong with you? Why can't you hit the streets? Why can't you clean it out yourselves? It's our time now, ladies and gentlemen. It's our time. And I've got good news for you. It's not about money. It's about you doing something ordinarily that we do. Getting somebody else's business.
Mm.
Real disrespectful.
He's very nasty.
And
wow.
I got a couple of thoughts on that. I mean, obviously he's not Muslim, but he's saying he's right. You know, on the streets of New York, you had the 5% Nation of Islam taking young black men, putting them in suits and ties. Bow ties, giving them bean pies and stuff, and you know, having them work for the organization, and literally, literally changing the mindset of some young men. Now, obviously, you know, the religious aspect of it wasn't the truth, but you know, it took young street dudes and cleaned them up.
Yeah,
you know, what I'm saying, there's something to that. And then he takes that and he says, Christians, why aren't you hitting the streets? You know, what I'm saying, what are you doing? And here's the conclusion I've come to. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm not going to do right now is blast the church. You know, I feel like I want to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it right now. Here's why. And some of the things I've been doing, I've been you know, building this music mentoring program and meeting with politicians and city people and government people and some pretty high-level people. As well as influential people in my area, Hampton Roads, Norfolk, and all that. One thing I realize, there's a lot of Christians in these positions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every time I bump into somebody as a Christian. And so what I'm realizing is that the church is the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? That's like the building. And I realize that church, I really feel maybe it should, but it can't man, it's gonna be hard to say. I think it's very difficult for the church to make an impact into the community. I think it can make an impact in the surrounding community. I think it's very difficult to make a church and impact the community as a whole. Here's why. How can a church make an impact in the community of Hampton, you know what I'm saying, when there's 175 churches in Hampton? You know what I'm saying? You got churches all on, you got 18 on one street. How can a church, one church, because the mayor can't just show one church favor, or a city councilman can't show one church favor, you know what I'm saying? And one church doesn't have favor, you know what I'm saying? So the best that church can do is make inroads into pockets, as far as maybe its surrounding area, maybe a little bit more. Bigger churches have a little more larger influence in the community. Maybe they do have some influence with city people and government people and so on and so forth. But as far as a single church transforming a city, I don't see it happening.
That is very difficult. You will have to have every pastor or every leader that's at that church, they all come together as one.
And when's that going to happen?
And they don't do that.
And when's that going to happen?
It's not. Never.
When's that going to happen?
It's never. Because now you say, you're still in my members. It ain't about the members.
And that's the whole point, dog. That's the whole exact point. The whole exact point is there's so many churches, yet so few cooperation.
Yep.
If just a couple of churches joined up, you know what I'm saying? And not of the same denomination.
It don't matter what denomination. Just
joined up, right, and formed a team, a task team.
That's right.
And a team that dealt with the community, dealt with the mayor, dealt with the city, so on and so on and so forth. But we want to do our own little thing. Yep. You know what I'm saying? To our own little part of the community. And I'm not saying it doesn't work. You can do a little outreach in your community. You can do something in your area. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, to me, that's the surface level. Right. I'm talking about making a transfer, like these issues that we're talking about.
City,
right? The transformation that we're talking about is at the deepest level.
That's right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? At a very deep level where you need politicians and you need key people in positions to move things. Right. And not saying that they're going to agree with everything that you say, but at least you can work along with them. But what I'm realizing is the church, aka the body of Christ, has gotten jobs and positioned themselves as councilwoman and managers and sheriffs and so on and so forth. And I'm telling you, man, I meet so many of them, it's ridiculous. I didn't realize there were all these Christians in these key positions. And I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I see it now. I see where the church is at. You know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate that what I do hear time and time again is that I hear this time and time again. I try to bring it to my church. They didn't want to do it, so we just did it. I love my church, but that's what I'm doing my music ministry program. You know what I'm saying? We made a proposal, and maybe they'll help out. I don't know what they'll do. But at the end of the day, it wasn't in the agenda. You know what I'm saying?
I thought the church is supposed to be a safe haven, and the church is for to go out and compel people.
But now
it's not.
I think the church sees that in a different way, where we're talking about transforming people at the deepest level, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, not just spiritually, but financially, right, and physically, and you know, whole, what you call holistic transformation. I don't think the church sees it. I think they get it, you know what I'm saying? But I think the key is what you said, is the cooperation. If there's no cooperation, the reality is, there's a lot of large churches out here that have money and have resources, but maybe they don't have an end to the community. There's a lot of small churches that have an end to the community, but don't have the money and the resources. You know what I'm saying?
And then when they go make a proposal, oh, he's just small time.
Right.
They ain't got it. Some of the smartest people are in a 5-member church.
But don't have the resources.
Don't have the resources.
But if these churches work together, the large person That's church right. has a large person church can lay down the organization That's or the right. foundation, so on and so forth. The smaller churches who know everybody and their mama,
everybody.
Know all the council people, yeah. know the carpenter that worked on the mayor's yeah. house and yeah. this one and that. See,
they even know who the biggest drug dealer is.
All day. Sometimes the large churches don't have this influence in the community because by the nature of them being large, you know what I'm saying, they have so much of an organization to take care of that they can't really get to the community. And the smaller churches don't have that organizational structure, but they have that ability to touch everybody. And so when you have a small church with its deep roots in the community, and you have a large church which instruction resources, and they work together. Oh, you can actually bring some transformation.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, dogs.
I don't know if it's gonna be right what I'm about to say.
Go ahead, doggy dog.
Why does it seem like when churches get large, they forget about their
we don't want to reach the community. We want to reach the nations across Africa the and nation. All that.
You know why?
Dog, you see your neighborhood, son. Do you see your? Apparently, you're not seeing what's going on. How can you change something hundreds of miles away? You can't even change the stuff around your own church neighborhood.
That's somebody popping caps in the backyard.
Because you worrying about you want to get on TV in Africa.
I think that goes to a business model. You know what I'm saying? And I really think I think for most part it goes to a business model and it goes to copycats because everybody want to. I get so sick and tired that everybody want to be international and everybody want to be worldwide and so on and so forth. And like you come out worldwide,
right?
Ain't do nothing on 34th Street.
Nothing.
They don't even know who you are.
They don't even know.
You mention 34th Street Church, they'd be like, "Well, it's a church."
All that money you put over there, you could have cleaned up your community.
Yep.
Y'all could have got together.
But I think the problem is they don't have the reach and the cooperation. You know what I'm saying, from other churches, and that's their own fault. And I also think that when you go out of town, you know they say a prophet is a man from out of town.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know you, so they think you big time.
Right.
When you go out of town, they think you big time. When they home, they know you.
Right.
Exactly. They seen you in your drawers. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't that big time. So we got a lot of work to do, y'all.
A lot.
We got a lot of work to do, and I want to give a big shout out to all those Christians and government agencies, all those Christians that work in corporations.
Right.
And I'm not talking about corporations that are just nonprofits, but you work in key positions and agencies and government agencies and jobs and stuff. We have influence into matters like these. Keep pushing your value system. Keep pushing your morals. Keep pushing. Be as wise as a serpent,
right,
harmless as a dove. God is using you, and God is using you to transform the community from the inside out.
Not the outside in.
No. You know what I'm saying? You'll be sending people to the churches.
Right.
The people that they can't get and they can't touch because you there and they know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's your responsibility.
Let's just pray that the church is strong enough to hold them.
That's right.
That's a whole nother part.
Once they send them there, then what's going to happen?
Sheesh.
Shut up.
Anyway, that's pretty much it, y'all.
We got to get on the ball, y'all.
757-325-9493, thehamsandwichshow.com, hamshow.tv. Email us, advertisement, questions, anything like that, info@hamshow.tv. Actually, if you have questions, put them on Facebook. But if you want to, for advertisement stuff, info@hamshow.tv. Send us your music. Music@hamshow.tv. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog. A.K.A. the drummer Beast Boy, you heard me.
And I am True Asia, and the quote of the day is, ignorance is no excuse for failure. My people, we must stop blaming the white man for our lack of trying. We must educate ourselves, release dependency, and take hold of the success that is ours.
Clayman.
Clayman.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Today's playlist, song one, Corey Red and Precise, Scattered Sheep. Song two, DJ Morphosis featuring Frontliners, Can't Break Us. Song three, G Notes, Take a Picture.